From marketing campaigns to product launches and more, plan, organize, and execute your team's work with Asana. Asana, how teams manage work. Try it free. Visit asana.com to get started.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, February 10th. I'm Kateri Yoakum from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal in New York. Tech workers are in extremely high demand, and companies are scrambling for ways to find and keep talent. Our reporter Agam Shah will join us in a minute to explain how some companies are trying out a new, old way of getting people into those open positions. Apprenticeships. That's up after the break.
Your job. You took it because it seemed interesting, fun even, but now you spend most days sitting in status meetings, updating spreadsheets, and slogging through email after email after email. Enough. Get back to the work you want to do with Asana. Asana strips away the bottlenecks and busy work so teams have more time for doing stuff like pushing boundaries and solving problems. You know, real work. Visit asana.com to try it free.
We've talked in this podcast about how every company wants to be a tech company. One consequence of that, tech workers are in higher demand than ever, and companies are struggling to fill their open positions. So, some of them are going about things the old-fashioned way. They're bringing in apprentices. Our reporter, Agam Shah, is here to explain how they're doing it. Agam, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's start by zooming out. What exactly is the problem here for companies? What are they trying to address?
The problem is there are many entry-level roles that are going unfilled today, especially in IT support and programming, and there are not enough college graduates to fill those roles. Also, college graduates prefer more skilled jobs as opposed to entry-level jobs that could be in support of a website or other tasks. So companies are now turning to high school graduates and those who hold GEDs to actually fill those roles. And they're being trained to actually start working in the company. They're given a salary, and the training typically lasts about 12 to 24 months. And at the end of the training, they're put into full-time jobs with the full skills they're expected to display.
It used to be that tech companies were only competing with other tech companies for talent, but now most companies have a tech team, so they're competing with everyone to get people in the door. Let's talk a little bit about these companies. It doesn't surprise me at all that Bosch is leading the way here. Germany has a very well-known, well-established history of apprenticeships. But I do know that tech was always one of those areas where they still were specifically looking for people who had college degrees. So Germany implemented this program, and now we're seeing that being replicated in the U.S.?
That's correct. In 2014, Obama called, he talked about during his State of Union, he pointed out apprenticeships as being more geared towards the traditional jobs that could be vocational. And he talked about the importance of apprenticeships in new areas like healthcare and technology. Ever since then, there's been a lot of focus on starting those apprenticeship programs in the U.S., especially in companies that are using a lot more tech and are increasing the hiring of tech workers.
You mentioned the way in which these apprenticeships usually are set up, 12 to 24-month programs, on-the-job trainings. What do they do to supplement the education that somebody would have gotten in a college program, for example?
The idea is to make sure that these people get the skills that they need and get a salary at the same time. It's what IBM calls a pay-as-you-go education method. So they don't take on the debt of college, but get the skills necessary to actually do a job. So in one case, IBM trained a nurse to actually take on a job in blockchain, and it's only a support job. So in this case, she was given the skills necessary to support the blockchain technology at IBM.
One thing I'm sure people are thinking about, are these apprentices taking a payout now for less pay later? One of the things that we often look at are that people are going back to college to get master's degrees because they think that is going to get them to the next level of employment. So do they talk at all about what kind of career paths these apprentices can expect to have if they don't have that 4-year college degree?
a lot of these programs, actually, especially the one from IBM and the one being implemented by Bosch, they're actually certified by the Department of Labor. And at the end of the apprenticeship programs, they actually get a certificate on the kind of skills that they've obtained. So those skills could be moved to a new company. In some cases, the apprentice may not want to continue on the job, but they can take that certificate from the Department of Labor on that specific skill to another job. So it becomes an important part of the resume.
Are these just pilot programs, or are the companies expecting to build them out in some way?
In New York City, there are about 3% of apprenticeship programs are dedicated to tech, and that's not enough, according to a particular study I read. So there's not enough focus on technology right now, though the focus is growing. A lot of the companies still are a little hesitant in hiring anyone with just a high school degree. They still prefer to look for talent with a four-year degree. It's a mentality that they have that they're trying to overcome. So some companies are breaking the molds and looking at this new talent just because there's a need.
It's interesting, actually, if you think about the people who are heads of a lot of these big tech companies, college dropout is something that you read on a lot of their resumes.
That is true. In this case, a lot of the apprenticeship programs are geared towards people who cannot afford college at all. So with the case of Barclays, they're actually working with underserved communities or underprivileged communities in the city to actually hire talent. So it adds diversity to their workforce as well. So this problem actually addresses an issue of those who just cannot afford to go to college, or those with associate's degree who don't want to go to college but want to join the workforce.
Are there any challenges that they're running into as they're implementing these programs here in the U.S.?
Yes, one of the challenges is the mindset, especially with the human resources folks. The challenge is to, especially in engineering companies like Bosch, where the talent level is highly skilled, for them, the challenge is to convince the engineering heads to actually, you know, think differently about hiring people. So in this case, Bosch is actually hiring software programmers to develop technologies for autonomous cars. And these are jobs that are typically geared towards four-year degree holders. Also, they're running into challenges with employees or technical people who could be mentors, because it takes a lot of time to make sure the apprentices actually learn during the program and that the learning experience is actually fun. So these people are busy, they don't have time, and they have to take time out of their busy schedules to do that. And some of them are really excited about this idea of mentoring a new talent.
Agam Shah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that was your Tech News Briefing. Don't forget, if you like this podcast, you can rate and review us in your app store. And if you want more news about Wall Street Journal podcasts, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm Kateri Yoakum from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.